Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Berlau back on the show. John is a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, an organization I've been telling you about a long time. He's one of the emerging experts in crowdfunding, and so we're going to weave that into our conversation a little bit today. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. John Berlau, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be on, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you back. So let's talk about the SEC for a minute. The Securities and Exchange Commission. Let's do this by the numbers. Tell the audience what the SEC does and how they're different from some of the other regulatory bodies of the financial world.
Well, the SEC governs basically anything that could be considered a security. That when you raise capital, equity wise, and a lot of times debt wise too, other than from a bank, which a lot of entrepreneurs do, the SEC will more often than not come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues now is with the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act. Bipartisan legislation there was agreement that whether you support or oppose Dodd-Frank or Sarbanes-Oxley, that businesses should be able to engage in equity crowdfunding where they can give some of their profits share some of their profits as well as like say send a T-shirt without having these rules that apply to a Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was passed. It was signed by President Obama, but the problem was the SEC slow-walked so many of,
the
provisions.
Like they sat on it for like 2 years until last May?
Yes. 2.5 years. Other provisions did go into effect, and say with accredited investors, where you could, it's easier to advertise.
We're gonna do a part of a segment, at least if a part of, if not a whole segment, later on the Main Street application of our purview of the SEC. But basically, on a regular basis, when Joe Clayton, the nominee for the chairman of the SEC, Trump's nominee, Joe Clayton. Attorney.
Jay Clayton, actually.
Jay Clayton, attorney, Wall Street attorney. When he takes his job, most mornings he's not going to wake up thinking about crowdfunding. He's going to wake up thinking about flash trading and Bernie Madoff people and whatever the Europeans are up to, right? I mean,
he should because you should think about both, how to make the capital market work for entrepreneurs and how to protect investors and how to, at the same time, let investors build wealth. Because
right.
Congress explicitly, 20 years ago, wrote into law that the SEC's mission is both investor protection
right.
and having a vibrant market, the efficiency of the capital market for entrepreneurs. So,
but don't you think? I want him thinking about small business and Main Street too. But don't you think one of his big challenges is going to be the next SEC chairman, whoever that is, if it's Clayton, I'm assuming he'll be approved. Don't you think is one of his big challenges is going to be digital fear and greed, flash trading, things like that, things that we don't have any kind of. We have very little analog protections against these digital this digital leverage. What do you think?
I think he should. I think as a chairman, he must and he should.
Am I right about
think about
am I,
all
am
those
I right,
things?
Am I right to have those concerns?
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly the SEC. there are a lot of issues compartmentalize, just as, you know, small business people have to think of a lot of things, you know, both today and tomorrow, the customers, the creditors, everyone else. I mean, he needs to think about that too.
Well,
really, one of the issues with ordinary investors, with some of the red tape like Sarbanes-Oxley and Dodd-Frank, is that they should be protected from fraud, of course, but they're also, in the name of that, a lot of times, you know, when these regulations overreach, are being denied the opportunity to get in on early stage capital because companies aren't going public.
Well, see, I don't see, I'll tell you, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, one of the things we're going to talk about first is this guy, Joe Clayton. Why is he a little bit controversial? And is he going to be the next? Will he be approved? And then we'll talk some more about what he could mean to you and me out here on Main Street. Ponytail, right back with John Berlow. I'm Jim Bless.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.